News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Let us return then to the situation in Iran, because Donald Trump is saying that a deal is imminent. Now, Donald Trump has spent 2 months saying that a deal is imminent. In this instance, he took to his own Truth Social to talk about the planned attacks that were due to happen overnight. Those planned attacks were supposed to be significant targeted strikes across Iran. He called them off and he said, based on the fact that discussions with the Islamic Republic of Iran have been brought to the highest level of Iranian leadership and approved, Iran says they haven't, I have, as the President of the United States, cancelled the scheduled strikes and bombings against Iran this evening. Discussions and final points have been in both concept and great detail approved by all parties involved. Iran says they haven't. The naval blockade will remain in full force and effect until this transaction is finalized. Time and place of the signing to be announced shortly. Iran says it won't. With us is Nicholas Hopton, former UK ambassador to Iran and non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. We were talking earlier on about this, Nicholas, and how this is becoming the boy who cried wolf. In this instance, he's crying wolf slightly louder than he has before. Does that mean it's true?
Well, Anton, good morning. And this seems to be a US president who's very much stuck in a war that he started and he made it, and he seems desperate to get out of it. As you say, this is not the first time that the president has announced an imminent deal or agreement that will open the Strait of Hormuz again. As you say, also that, you know, maybe this time there does seem to be slightly more conviction and substance behind that. But this, by my reckoning, this is probably the eighth time since the US and Israel attacked Iran on the 28th of February that the US president has said we're about to do a deal and stop the war. The markets, at least, seem to think that this is credible, and oil is down to the lowest it's been in 2 months per barrel. So I think, you know, let's see what happens in the next day or two. But as you also rightly pointed out, the Iranian side say the US president is incorrect, that a deal hasn't yet been done, and the US keep ramping up their demands in the negotiations or talks that are being mediated. And very importantly, I think, given what the Iranians will want to see in any agreement, the Israeli government says they are not party to any memorandum of understanding that is being agreed.
Now, you said that the US keeps ramping up their demands, but when you look at what Donald Trump talks about in terms of their demands, they don't seem that massively more significant than what was previously in place. Promise that you won't build a nuclear weapon and open the Straits of Hormuz. From an Iranian perspective, that's relatively easy to deliver, isn't it?
Yes, I think on the first one, I'm not sure that it would be in any initial memorandum of understanding or agreement that we might see emerge anytime soon. That would be for a longer negotiation, because it's a very important negotiating card for the Iranians to play. But I think they are ready to say that they won't make a nuclear weapon, because they've said it many times before. And then the question is, are they allowed to enrich uranium for civil nuclear purposes, which they are, and as other countries are, up to a limit of 3.67% enrichment. And this will be a sticking point, because if the Iranians give up that right, probably for a limited period rather than indefinitely, they'll be looking for lots in return. I think those kind of points may well be for negotiations further down the line. At this point, what the Iranians will be definitely wanting to have is some sort of economic relief, because their economy is under huge pressure from sanctions and the blockade. So they will want some unfreezing of their assets, whether in the US or and elsewhere around the world. Not necessarily a big sanctions lift, but enough to give them breathing space as an economy. They'll want to see that, and that is being strongly opposed by the Republican right in the US, as well as within Israel. And they, on the Strait of Hormuz, yes, I think they will be ready to allow a more normal traffic of maritime shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. As long as the US lifts its blockade, I think Iran will lift its blockade. But that doesn't necessarily mean a return to exactly how it was before the 28th of February, because in a way, Iran has developed, as a result of this war, an unintended consequence, if you like, has shown that they have de facto ability to control the Strait of Hormuz and threaten shipping in the future as well. So,
well, I'd be interested in your assessment of that, because we were speaking earlier on to David Smith, the Washington Bureau Chief from The Guardian, and he was saying in essence that one of the unintended consequences has been an Iran that has left emboldened to some degree when it comes to things like the Straits of Hormuz, empowered and deeply embittered, and that the situation may be worse off than before America began. Is that a view that you would hold?
I'm afraid so, yes. I think this war has been a big mistake, miscalculated, and the US president took the decision to go to war without listening to the advice of his own administration and experts in the US, ignoring the advice of the Gulf countries, who knew the Iranian situation much better than he did, and listening too much to the siren song of Prime Minister Netanyahu. And I'm afraid the way it's played out is exactly as the correspondent you were mentioning has said. The Iranian regime is now much more hardline than it was before. It's oppressing its people at least as badly, if not more brutally than before, and it's going to be so much harder to negotiate with than the regime that was in place before the war started.
Nicholas, thank you very much. Nicholas Hopton, former UK ambassador to Iran and non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. Coming up.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.